Oil closes in on 80.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The fighting in the Middle East is driving the price of oil even higher. Today, it hit another record of $78.40. Oil prices are now almost twice what they were early last year, and the price of oil sent stock markets into another tailspin. Japan's Nikkei dropped 1.7% today. Yesterday, the Dow fell 166 points. That's 1.5%. The Nasdaq dropped 1.75%. Investors are putting a lot of their money into the safety of gold. This morning, an ounce will cost you $660. Another Vioxx trial is over, and again, the company that made the painkiller won. Merck has prevailed in more than half the suits so far, but there are many more to go. Helen Palmer reports from the Health Desk at WGBH.
A jury in Atlantic City decided that Vioxx was not responsible for the heart attack a 68-year-old New Jersey woman suffered in 2004. The jury found that, though Merck didn't warn patients of the cardiac dangers of Vioxx, the company didn't market the drug dishonestly. Merck's now won four of the seven suits to come to trial, but legal experts say it's too soon to crow.
I don't think Merck or its investors should get all that excited about this victory, because if they couldn't win this case, then that would really look serious.
Fordham Law School's Benjamin Sapersky says this case was very weak, as the plaintiff had many risk factors for a heart attack besides taking Vioxx. Analysts say they don't believe this victory alters the risks for the company. About 16,000 suits have been filed in connection with Vioxx, and strong cases are still likely to win. So Merck could face billions of dollars in liability. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
A big meeting in Detroit today. The leaders of GM and Nissan get together to talk about, well, getting together. Some are touting an alliance between the automakers and Renault as one way to rescue GM. If you think your boss is bad, wait till you check out these bozos. The labor group Working America is holding a contest to find the country's worst bosses. From our Work and Family desk, Hillary Wickay reports.
In the movie The Devil Wears Prada, news that the boss is on her way and cranky because her facial was canceled sends the office into a panic.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
But beastly bosses aren't just the stuff of Hollywood. The U.S. labor movement is sponsoring a contest for the best stories about the worst bosses. There's one who charged his worker for the flowers the company sent to his father's funeral. But that didn't get as many online votes as today's winner. Karen Nussbaum is with Working America.
This week's winner of the My Bad Boss contest is another heartless boss who denied an employee her last days with her dying mother.
A new bad boss will be announced weekly for the next few weeks. Top prize will be announced in mid-August. The worker will get a week's paid vacation. That is, if they can get the time off. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
And this is Marketplace. The candidate who lost Mexico's presidential election holds another rally this weekend to call for a new vote. And Mexicans will be toting their pesos to the rally. Our America's correspondent Dan Gretsch is in Mexico City.
Daniel Salvador Luna is selling political party paraphernalia at a López Obrador rally, one of the dozens that have sprung up all across Mexico. The hats go for 20 pesos, less than $2. The shirts are slightly more. Salvador Luna says he's nearly sold out. This Sunday will be the third López Obrador rally he's worked in under 2 weeks. These rallies have caused a boom in cheap street accessories, especially stuff in yellow, the color of López Obrador's Party of the Democratic Revolution. But not all businesses are applauding. Most of the stores surrounding the main square are shuttered for fear of vandals. From Mexico City, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The price of gasoline in this country is right at $3 a gallon on average and going up. What if I told you you could save 30% on your gas bill? And I don't mean drive 30% less, although that'll work too. Ron Hollenbeck is co-author of a new book called The Gas Mileage Bible.
Well, believe it or not, the biggest thing for keeping your car efficient is the basic tune-up. And the vast majority of vehicles on the road, especially if they're more than a couple years old, are out of tune. And a car that's out of tune can be costing you as much as 40% of your gas mileage. That's just basic things like air filters, gas filters, spark plugs, just the very basic things.
And what about the tires?
Tires are important too, and you hear a lot of people talk about that, and a lot of these things are common sense. But keeping the tires inflated reduces what is called rolling resistance. Anything that holds you back, like friction, rolling resistance, aerodynamics, fall into the losses category. So keeping your tires inflated, getting all the extra bike carriers and luggage racks and things off your car to increase the aerodynamic flow.
Okay, so we've got our car tuned up, we've inflated the tires and done all that stuff. Now, this one will be hard for a lot of people, but how much of a difference does it make if you drive differently?
Someone who stomps hard on the accelerator and gasses around town all the time is getting about 37% worse gas mileage than they could be. So what we like to say is drive as if you have an egg under your foot. So don't jam your foot to the floor, but press on the gas gently. Accelerate slowly. It takes a lot of energy to get your car up to speed. And that momentum is a prized state. You want to keep it there. If you stomp on the brakes, you've just bled off all your energy.
I have to say, I think I've broken a few eggs in my time.
I think we all have.
Well, give me an example of how this all shakes out financially. I mean,
sure.
Maybe an SUV, for example.
Right. A typical SUV may be getting 10, 12 miles to the gallon. But we estimate that most Americans can get 20 to 30% improvement off that 10 or 12 miles to the gallon on a big SUV. And people that drive a lot can save well over $1,000 a year.
Well, that is a lot of money when you look at it that way. But how much money do you have to put into the car to get that cost benefit out
right.
of it?
You can certainly take it, you know, beyond the point of reason, beyond the point where you get any kind of payback.
All right, Ron, I'm going to give some of these things a try and report back to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Ron Hollenbeck is co-author of The Gas Mileage Bible. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
You know, in Iowa,
the world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.